Okay. A person who's very easily offended, you might say, watch out for her. She's very touchy. You never say feisty.
No.
Fretful.
Wouldn't apply in that case. Why do we use it here?
Child's been injured, and the doctor comes, and he tells the mother, one of the first things you have to remember is to keep
calm.
And don't
worry.
At the end of a day's work, you're very
tired.
In fact, you're all...
Yeah.
you ever say tuckered out here?
Yes, every one of those you said, I think I've used sometime or other.
Fagged out?
No, I don't have used that.
You might say he's all worn...
All worn out.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
All worn out.
Worn out. You talk for a long time, your voice starts to fade out, you start to get, can't talk, I'm starting to get hoarse. That's a, what I just did with a
cough.
Put the medicine by the child's bed, come back later and it's still there, and you say, haven't you
taken any?
And you say, I didn't hear you. And you say, what's the matter, are you
deaf?
If I go out in the field and work, I'd probably have a very wet shirt when I was done. You might say, yesterday I worked in the field and I very hard. I
sweat very hard.
Finally, you come back and the child is fine. You see the medicine.
You asked me that last question there. Right?
Oh, okay.
In my situation, I would use the other word if I had been in a different company, too. I would use the word for spark had I been in a different company.
In
my work as a banker, in one occasion as a farmer in the other, I meet different people in a different situation.
You use different languages, as we all do. Finally, the child, the medicine. He
took the medicine.
Well, 2 weeks ago, I had something on my hand filled with stuff, discharging. It was a, you call it a book? Sore that gets an infection.
Well, they sometimes call them running sores.
Or
boils usually occur on other parts of the body except the hand.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure that was a boil. The doctor isn't either. Probably just an infection of some sort.
Well, the only boils come around the neck.
The neck.
The back of the shoulders.
The thing was painful, whatever it was. They never call a boil cat hair. The stuff that's inside of oil you call
husk or matter.
Man's been shot. He goes to the doctor, and the doctor dresses his
wound.
Sometimes the flesh doesn't heal right, and it develops some kind of flesh.
Frog flesh.
Somebody, say, that you know died. Your first reaction is, I wonder what he
died of.
And they bury him in a
cemetery.
An older word for that would have been, do you have any, maybe still use it?
Well, you're thinking probably the word graveyard, and I know that that's not been used for a long time.
That's a very old word.
Very old.
How about burial ground?
No.
Before they bury him, they put the body in a
casket.
Do they ever use coffins?
Used to, but not recently.
Mm-hmm. Used to be the ladies would wear black. They were dressed in
mourning.